Good evening, everybody. Today is Tuesday, February 10th, and it is 7:11 p.m. And this is a meeting of the Derby 350th Anniversary Celebration Committee. So call the meeting to order and rise to salute the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we'll have a roll call. Just note the people that are here in person: Michelle Inane, Melanie O'Connell Anderson, Marianne Smirtuk from the library, Mark Anthony Izzo, Sarah Vidomsky, and on the Zoom meeting is Thomas Lionetti. So we will have the public portion. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please state your name and address for the record and state your case.
Forever hold your peace.
Something like that. Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? Hearing none. We'll close the public portion and we'll move on to the next item number five. Just like updating a few things that are going on, but the historic plaques, Jack Walsh. If you've been following on Facebook, there's been a number of other
Update.
plaques that have been installed. The churches, the AM Club is committed to one, I forget. There have been so many actually lately. So they had them and they're starting to put them up. And so that's very exciting. So the AM Club actually just committed to getting one. And it's their 100th anniversary this year. So that'll be a nice way to.
Does Jack have a list of who got them?
It's on Facebook, but we're going to put together
Page one.
one sheet of all of the ones.
How
But
much are they?
$750. It's a brass plaque. It's a nice plaque, and it gives like a synopsis of the building, you know. So and it's like uses. So, for
Synopsis
example,
of
like
building.
of the building that it's on.
Oh,
So,
okay.
like, if you see the one out here, you know, it talks about it was built in 1976. It was a bank building. Now it's the city hall.
Okay, that's
And the
interesting.
library probably has some other history on there of that nature. So, like, the ward, they're trying to get a hold of the New Life Church across from the library, you know, on the side there, which was the synagogue. Because obviously, there's a long, a history that goes with that building, not just the current use, but like talking about the stuff that has changed around. Yeah. So, it's going along. And
Good.
he's got a list of the ones that they're trying to get to. Like, so the church, the First Congregational Church obviously is the first church in the whole valley. So that was an important one to have. And it's there now, too. So, it's really a nice thing, because it kind of gives a little bit of well a little bit of history, like, for people that are there, if they go and they say, well, what is it or what was it or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's, they're plugging along with it, so it's going pretty good.
CWB approach.
I was just thinking about that. I'm not sure, because too, like, it's a little difficult, like, to just put them on a sign post, like in the parking lots there were where Mr. Gate, the Gates brothers people lived and so forth. So, but it was but I don't know if they did. I thought he approached them. Well, you could ask them, yeah, and see. I don't know. It's hard to say, because they've been, getting them, putting them up, and then they post them on Facebook, but it's hard to see every single one. So that's where we're at with that. So thanks to Jack and the committee. I reached out to Robin Falcioni Smith, but I have not reached her, so I will see her later this week. So get that squared away. Any word on the scavenger hunt?
We've been talking.
All right.
Randy gave us like an outline of what he did for a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
We did a scavenger hunt in Times Square, so we
Yeah.
have some ideas from that. want to incorporate the buildings in town.
And did he talk about like sometimes it's like a cumulative event where you don't just do it all in one shot. It's like
Oh no, we
you
plan on
do
doing it a cumulative, and then
over a period of time or something like that.
a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to see if Sue can put her on board to do some,
Sue Riley, yeah.
to Sue Riley to do some things to hand out, like prizes.
Oh, good.
Like, even if it's just for participation,
Yeah.
you know, and maybe like,
Yeah.
because I mean, it's not going to be real hard. So, people aren't, that a lot of people are going to get it done.
Yeah, that's good though.
So, that. And
And maybe you could incorporate the plaques in them too, you know what I mean?
we could, yeah. Yeah.
Have
Different
them take a
buildings, right?
picture of the plaque or something, you know,
Oh,
like,
yeah.
you know,
We
that
could
kind
put
of
it
a
to
thing.
people. In New York, we had people go into bars and sing, I'm a Little Teacup. The video, I mean, you had
Yeah,
that kind of stuff going on.
whatever works, you know. I mean,
Kids that didn't have a blast in a
we can
snowstorm.
create the tree that's eating the guardrail at Valley Diner.
There we go. Yeah.
I get told anyway. Now they're gonna know where it is. It's a landmark. Oh, come on, Melanie. You gotta get out of the West Side and, you know, expand your horizons.
Seymour's.
Yeah.
I used to live in Seymour, but I've lived there longer than I lived in Derby.
All right, we won't hold that against you. It's okay.
It's a Derby.
All right, so I just put 26 events. So, you know, we're working on, and thankfully we didn't schedule anything in January or February given the weather pattern here. Once every 10 years, it'll be memorable for the 350th year. But our intent is to schedule a couple of concerts, indoor concerts, before the weather gets warm. You know, in March and April to try to get that squared away. And Michelle's been working on that. We just need to kind of nail
You
down.
are. The band that played for Derby, one of the Derby nights, you know, on the green, was wonderful. Margaret took their information.
Oh, okay.
She has all that, but they were wonderful.
You mean for the 3-day event?
No. It was a Derby, you know how Derby had
Concert on
Concert on the
the Green?
Green? Yeah. One of those bands. They were great. And she took all their information down. So we could ask her for that information. I'll ask her.
All right. So,
They were
and
great.
was that, I don't know. And then we have the new time capsule. It's a little out of order, but you know, for May 13th. So we're getting a meeting together. I'm sorry, I'll skip to that for now because it'll just for stream of consciousness. So we have that. We're going to get together with Ed Zima. Funeral Home has agreed to get us a couple of the people that manufacture the vaults and do that to try to get that squared away and try to see what we could do to make sure that we don't
Don't
leave
create.
to fate whoever's doing this in 50 more years from now. I
Put it in plastic, put it in a tub.
figure maybe, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
So that yeah, that's in Mayor Christine Boulay sent me a report that I'll forward to everybody that I forgot to do because I'm usually a couple multiple meetings here, so I apologize. A report on that. So we're gonna get that, I think, displayed right at some
Right,
shortly. Yeah.
so we're gonna continue on. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
We're
no.
gonna continue on the sweaters from Derby and memorabilia from Derby High School.
And just expand on that for those that don't know
Oh,
about it.
so Christine, our history coordinator, local history coordinator, has put out did put out a query for anybody who still held on to their Derby High School memorabilia, whether it was sweaters, jackets.
I have a jacket.
Please bring it down to the library for
Okay.
either loan or for donation,
So they give them back,
and
yeah.
they will get them back. We know, fill out a form that we know we have them. It's going to be under our insurance and all that.
I
There's
got
rings, there's necklaces.
it
It's a
to ring
really lovely
this way.
display. Randy Ritter's band
Oh.
uniform is there as
And
well.
if you know my sister, her megaphone is there with a picture of her from high school, which is worth the price of admission. Just by herself, you know she was a child of the 80s and 90s by the amount of hairspray she used.
So
That's for the record, by the
that's
way.
for the record. Okay. So because it's been so popular and we are still actually getting items, that we're going to extend it on through the end of March. And then in April and May, we will be placing the items from the time capsule on display.
On display. Do you, how about yearbooks?
Save some.
I have a yearbook from 1950 or something.
We
They
do.
have
We have
oh.
year. No. We do have yearbooks. I know we're missing a couple years. Christine would be able to speak to that about which years we're missing.
Okay.
But we could definitely reach out to Christine and just
Yeah, have her email me
see.
the years you don't have, because I think that would be a
Okay.
nice little prod, maybe
Okay,
a nice
great.
scavenger hunt for somebody to find that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got
Yep.
it. Okay.
Because even the high school, I'm going to ask them too to see, because they're missing some years too, which
Oh,
is kind of
okay. You
surprising.
might have,
Yearbook.
well, I have a lot of sports pictures.
Okay.
Oh, that would be good too.
Yeah, I mean all of that.
Trophies. I have trophies
No
from
doubt.
sports.
Trophies are helpful. So for right now, they're just on loan, but some have literally donated their items to the library to preserve forever. So,
I don't think
yeah.
my kids want my
Well, the
stuff.
library will take it.
I'm wearing mine because I fit in it again.
Good for
Still,
you.
yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Recycle, recycle everything, right?
Reuse, recycle. Absolutely. And then one of the questions I know that Christine posed was, what does everyone want to do with the items from the time capsule? Does City Hall want to take care of this? Or should the library take care of the items that were
Well,
rescued?
let's see what kind of space we're talking about, because I mean we have a limited amount of space, and or we can,
Divvy.
well,
Can you
or
play the
well, in
wall?
display some of it might make sense to display it, put it in a format that we could just, hang it on the wall, but with like a cab, we don't really have like a cabinet to
A
put there,
cabinet,
like
okay.
that kind of a thing. But I think we should, see it, because we, to kind of.
Christine seems to think they should fit in two of our large display cabinets in the
Yeah.
library right when you walk in that hallway.
But I mean, like for the, like say, however it's displayed, like for the, March and April,
April.
maybe we could then decide what would make sense to like permanently mount.
Permanently,
And
yep.
actually just add, that would be a good thing to ask, like what should we do? Maybe it would be good to have one in each of the schools,
That's true.
you
Ro we could
know.
rotate this
Yeah.
stuff.
A
Traveling
traveling
display.
display.
Or put something back into that next time capsule, see
Or
if it makes another 50 years.
and
Yeah,
is it
right.
going to be 50 years or? I think so.
I think we'll kind of take a lead from our forebears, because 50
Okay.
years is out of the range of me.
Of
So,
us, yeah. Me too, but I hope.
all right. Yeah, all right. That's good. Yeah. Yearbooks, right?
Yearbooks.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yep. I saw my jacket
Well,
recently.
yeah, because yeah, and if you have like agendas, items like this, let me know so that we do it to,
Yeah, it's that.
to because like it just really, I took all the old ones off because it just was getting too long,
Sure,
but
sure.
really it's just more of a like to kind of keep it in front of mind stuff. So.
Yeah. I know my girlfriend has her pom-pom outfit.
Yeah, well, I think probably a lot of people might not see it because, like it's only on Facebook. So if somebody doesn't happen to
That's
see
one of
it.
the first years of Pom Pom Girls.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Because I
exciting.
think they
Christine would
stopped
like
it back in
that.
maybe 70,
I have pictures. No, I don't think
71,
I have my
something like
outfit.
that for pom
Really?
poms. Yeah. Do you want pictures or
What is
just
this?
the actual items?
Items are great, but we can take pictures too.
I know I
So
have the pictures. I don't know if I have
the
the outfit.
actual, like,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, like I said, someone donated, is well, loaned out rings. One actually, a staff member, Ann Mersola, graduate of Derby High School.
Evanola. I know her. Yeah.
And donated, she was, I guess, in what was it called? Oh, it's gonna escape me.
Operetta.
Nope.
Majorette.
Majorette, thank you. Oh, see, look at that class. So she was a majorette and had her little
Pom-poms, they're
baton
florals, 75. Yeah.
necklace that
Hint
was
of
given to
it.
her. So that's on display.
Oh, nice.
So a little bit
Oh,
of
I saw that picture. I
nice.
thought I was saying there who the
Who that was,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's nice.
So yeah, clean out your closets. Donate,
Good way to.
whatever you want to do. So, that's just the report from Christine Schlechter Public Library.
Okay. At our last class reunion, our 40th, I was going through yearbooks, and
Mm-hmm.
the different libraries. And I came across that and I was reading. Somebody donated it back. And we're reading, wait, I know this person. It was from our class that they gave the yearbook back.
Oh, the yearbook back.
Well, hey, at least you know where it is.
Well, there you go.
In case you need it. All right. Any other thoughts on other events?
So, question, like, what will be the end date of this committee, this the events?
Well, May 13th.
Should be
Okay.
time cap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I
Thank you.
mean,
Just
yeah, more or less.
okay.
But there's also the 250th of the city of the country, so
Is that March 28th?
it's all year. No,
No,
it's
it's all your
all
thing
year.
too.
But the date actual is March 28th.
No, the anniversary of our country is July 4th. Remember that from history class?
But something's March 28th about the
Could
country,
be.
about the country. I don't know. I looked at, I
I don't know.
heard that.
Are the
Okay.
libraries involved with that?
Libraries are involved. Everybody is trying to figure out, and you know, we knew about this, and now we're just trying to, it's happening because it's this year. So we're planning. We're gonna have Joe DiRienzo come through and kick off that in April. He just published a new book about the Civil War here in the Valley slash Derby, who contributed to what. So with a book signing, and then we've got our thinking caps on for the remainder, but it's going to be a year-long
Process again.
celebration. Oh, yep, exactly.
Whoa.
And then Derby Public Library has their 125th anniversary in 2027. So
The library, yeah.
the library does. Yay. So
Nice.
we're also thinking about that as well.
Good.
Also, for
Yeah, three.
these parties.
There's
Woo-hoo.
supposed to be a thing where you videotape yourself. And I forgot, I think Jack told me about that one.
Oh, okay.
What, for the 250?
Yeah,
Hmm.
the country, yeah.
For the country, okay.
Yeah, so that's just, they're trying to do some valley-wide. Was he on that call? I missed that call because there was, we had, I have something
Christine,
here.
yeah,
She
Christine was
was
on
on
the
it.
call. I had HVAC
Yeah, I
folks
know.
with Brian
So,
Hall, so that's where
yeah.
I was in the bowels of the library. But yes, so Valley Community Foundation is working on that, trying
Oh,
to
good.
reach out to
Good.
all the libraries, all the community foundations in regards to what we're all doing. There might be some funding there. They just need to know
Yeah.
what exactly. And
Well, they're trying to like have like a valley-wide thing, which I'm not exactly sure how that works, but
yeah, that first call was just conversation.
yeah.
There's nothing really structured or
Yeah.
done.
All right. So records should reflect Randy Ritter entered the meeting at 7:28. Yeah, so we're gonna, I don't know how they want to handle this 250 if we're going to see who wants to extend their term of service here.
Just roll the
or,
dice when we do.
yeah, I
We
know.
never
Well, we'd
really
be
know.
bored all summer, so we'll
Right.
see. All right, so that's that. So we still have memorabilia. So if people want that, we did sell a number over the Christmas holiday, you know, the holidays. So, and when they were, I've been assured that will the cobblestone
Did those get
capers will be.
ready?
Well, not now. They're covered with snow. So we're,
Oh my
I've been promised that they're going to extricate them, and happy to report that we did, in fact, get a full rebate for the lights on the trees on the East Derby Green. Yes, that's, well, they were less
here, I was
than
here, so
the
this green or
St
the
East Derby.
there's some still on a tree.
There were
Okay.
some from whenever they did it the last time. Totally a separate union. Definitely not our.
I by up the hill the other day, and I thought
No.
there was some tree.
Yeah, there's
Hey,
not
hang.
still on. They're still not on the tree. They look like they are.
Oh, they
Something's
might
on the
be. I
tree.
don't know.
Oh,
We didn't
okay.
have to send them back. I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't know exactly. But there's some little bulbs, the little baby bulbs that from.
Oh, but something's
That on the
hanging
tree,
long
right?
that you could see.
Yeah,
It was hanging
probably.
down, so that's how I was. It's been there for 20 years.
Yeah, probably you can't see those, but they were there. I saw them the night of
Yeah.
the then I'm like, oh, okay. Those are not what, I know those are not what we ordered, but that was a whole separate thing. So yeah, it was a good event. So then the only other thing I have here is the historical digitization of newspapers. We have a draft letter, and that letter is going to go out to the other towns as they're beginning their budget process. And then we're going to have myself and the mayor are going to reach out to each of the CEOs to try to get a little bit of money, and then See if we can get that finished. In light of the 350 at the end. No, that it's the 250 at all.
August.
Yeah,
August.
right. So that's kind of where we're at. Anybody else have any other business? No? All right. Then at 7:31, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.